While in Rome, the president no doubt will be asked more questions about George Tenet's resignation. The CIA director called it quits yesterday. Why he did so isn't surprising. He's been fighting calls for his resignation for years. But many people are wondering about the timing. Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand is here with more. Madeline, why now?
Well, we can take George Tenet at his word, which was he wants to spend more time with his family, go with his son to check out colleges, learn how to instant message, and that he wanted to leave on his 7th anniversary as director, the second longest tenure of any CIA leader. But as you know, Alex, nothing is done in Washington without at least one eye fixed on politics, and coming out this summer will be two reports on the CIA, the 9/11 Commission's findings, and the Senate Intelligence Committee's report on intelligence failures leading up to the war in Iraq.
You'll find a scathing report on the role of some of our intelligence agencies, especially the CIA.
Republican Richard Shelby of Alabama has long called for Tenet's resignation, saying he bungled intelligence leading up to 9/11 and to the war in Iraq, where Tenet reportedly claimed that the existence of weapons of mass destruction was a slam dunk.
At the end of the day, I think there are just too many failures for too long.
But for Richard Durbin, Democratic senator from Illinois, who's on the Senate Intelligence Committee, the intelligence failures go further up to the highest levels of the administration.
It has a lot more to do with people still in the administration who put pressure on George Tenet to generate intelligence data in record-breaking time to justify the invasion of Iraq. The National Intelligence Estimate, which these agencies prepare so that we know what we might face in Iraq, usually takes 6 months to prepare. George Tenet was told to do it in 3 weeks.
And which people are you talking about?
People in the highest levels of this administration, the ones who have been pushing this agenda from the start. They would include the Vice President, the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Wolfowitz, Mr. Pearl, Mr. Doug Feith with his separate intelligence operation, and many others.
And he said they should also be held accountable. To have the most visible intelligence officer leave before the presidential campaign heats up may be a good thing politically for the president, says Steve Call. He's the managing editor of the Washington Post and the author of a book on the CIA called Ghost Wars. Call says Tenet's departure removes the CIA as a political issue, but that doesn't mean his departure will be a good thing for the nation this summer.
Well, it's going to be a summer of some drift at the leadership level. There may be a fair number of incidents this summer, given the high-profile events, the Olympics, two political conventions, an American election occurring in a year when al-Qaeda has already demonstrated an interest in trying to influence Western elections by carrying out terrorist attacks.
And not only is Tenet leaving, but the CIA's Deputy Director of Operations is also leaving. James Pavitt is responsible for all counterterrorism operations. Well, the shakeup at the CIA may be a good opportunity to enact some structural reforms. Republican Richard Shelby speaks for many in Washington who want to see a better coordinated intelligence system.
We need an intelligence czar. We need someone that has power over the budget of all the intelligence community. Right now, the Secretary of Defense controls 80% of the budget. And as long as we've got all these balkanized 15 agencies, they're never going to work together as they should. Although they mean well, we've got great people there, we have the best intelligence in the world, but it's not good enough.
But having all that power could actually be a problem in establishing an intelligence czar, says the Washington Post's Steve Call.
That would put this person into a position of some authority at the Pentagon, competing with the defense secretary in a much more direct way. In a sense, this would make the director of central intelligence much more powerful than the CIA director has traditionally been. But there's a lot of resistance because it would rearrange authority and money in Washington, which are the two big currencies in this town.
However, he says there's a feeling around town that something needs to be done, that there have simply been too many intelligence failures in recent years to ignore, and the consensus is that George Tenet leaving will not solve what many say are deep structural problems in gathering and dispersing vital intelligence.
Madeline, let me just ask you in personal terms. I know Mr. Tenet says he's going to go spend more time with his family, but what is he going to do, write books or be a lawyer or He can't just be a stay-at-home dad?
Just hang out and do all those little hobbies and projects he's been promising his wife he accomplished. Well, it's not known right now what he plans to do. Of course, I'm sure the speaking tour is wide open. I'm sure there'll be calls for books and all sorts of things. But, I saw his speech that he gave to the CIA, his departure speech yesterday, and he really seemed sincere. He did tear up. He cried at several times talking about how he wants to be a better dad to his son. So, it's entirely possible that, believe it or not, this is not an entirely political decision.
Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand. Thank you, Madeline.
Thank you, Alex.